Buddha once said, "The problem is you think you've got the time." And which is why I think that it is very important to use the time we have wisely. Hello everyone, this is Honey, your host, and I welcome you to the 18th episode of Finding Yourself. Well, if this is your first time here, then I welcome you. I really hope that you find this episode useful, and if you do, then please stay with me on this journey where I bring you fresh and motivating topics about life, our calling, that will help you to find and follow your passion. There's a lot that inspires me every day, and I really hope that sharing it with you all will inspire you too and will immerse your day with a little more love. Just a reminder that it's an independent podcast run solely by me. So if you like it, please do subscribe and share it with as many people as you can, as it really helps me and it really helps my podcast grow. So today's topic is how to better your time management skills. So if I ask you, who are you? Are you a good starter? Are you good at maintaining things? Or are you a rusher to finish things off? So what I mean is, sometimes people struggle to start things on their own. They need a little push. Then on the other hand, there are people who are really good at initiating things, but really struggle to maintain and finish them off. And then there is a whole group of other people who just won't stop until they have finished what they started. Well, irrespective of which category you are in, right now, this episode is all about how to better manage your time. And I'm going to be sharing some useful tips on how I learned to better manage my time and the habits that have served me really well over the years. So stay with me. So hear me out and think about this if this sounds relatable. Sometimes when you're really struggling with your time, you end up taking more stuff on, start saying yes to everything, start taking part in every activity. You start thinking that everything is manageable. Your body is kind of present, but your mind has traveled already 5 years ahead. You find everything interesting, but you're not sure about anything. You want to do everything, but still end up feeling like I was busy the whole day, but still feel like I've done nothing. Now, is that relatable? People right now who have engaged themselves into multiple activities and are not sure of even one of those activities are the ones who would find this relatable. But engaging yourself into something you do not have time for or is not part of your ultimate goal, then you're just using your energy into something you're not going to benefit from. And this will affect your day-to-day activities. You will finish every day feeling so burdened with no strength to move forward. Most of us find it very difficult to stick to our schedules and adhere to them religiously. And sometimes we finish everything, tick off every box, but still feel unfulfilled. I'm sure many of us have felt this before, because it just takes one activity to get delayed to ruin your whole day schedule. Small or big, doesn't matter. When you hit each of your targets, it immensely boosts your self-esteem and builds your self-confidence. But it all comes down to how willing are you to make that investment. And it's not a one-time investment. It's an ongoing process. Like everything else in life, to be perfect at something, you have to do it over and over and over again. Because building something good takes time. But how many of us feel this every day, that we are wasting our time, not doing enough? Which is why it is so integral to learn good habits, to learn how to better manage your time, to learn where and how much energy to put into. To be able to recognize what is working for you and not against you. Because how you use your time today is directly affecting the life you're going to live tomorrow. The quality of life you're going to live. The future is not going to get better by just hoping. It gets better by planning, by taking action. But you need to learn and know what is worth your focus, what is worth your time. Because if you start spending more time on planning and less on execution, then you will always and always fall behind. I want you to take a moment here. Make a column, list down the things. On one end, you're doing every day. And on the other end, list down the time you're spending on each item. I've always said this. Don't just keep things in your mind. It just overcomplicates your mind. Write them down. When they're all pinned down in front of you, that's when you actually realize where you're heading. So what this table is going to do is going to show you a picture of how you're spending your time every day. This is when you clearly see that you might be spending a lot of time on things that are not worth it. Or maybe not worth of that amount of time. And this is not just related to activities. It is sometimes related to people around you as well. Sometimes we spend a lot of time on people that are not worth it. So doing this gives you a lot of clarity where and how much time you're spending. Don't just get faked up by being busy. Staying busy does not guarantee productivity. What really counts is progress. Are you progressing in that busy schedule? Concentration. Concentration is the key here. If you have opened your laptop to finish a presentation, then don't touch your phone until it rings. Don't start reading something else on a different tab unless it's related to that presentation. If that presentation is only going to take 20 to 25 minutes, then you will survive without getting up in between. See, all these little activities you do in the middle, you think they are minor things, but these things will make you spend 40 to 45 minutes on the same presentation. And even after spending 45 minutes on that, you will still not feel confident about it unless you reread it a couple of times because you didn't have your full concentration there. So the first habit I'm going to talk about that's going to help you better manage your time is do not overcommit. Learn to say no. Don't say yes to everything and then find yourself overloaded. Don't think you're being the nice person by saying yes, because you will soon be the worst one when you don't finish things on time after saying yes. If you don't have the time, if you do not have the resources to do something, then just say no. Do that person a favor by saying no, because that would be a much bigger favor to someone when you do not waste their time. So do not overcommit. Second would be, don't plan too ahead. Everyone says plan ahead, and I agree to some extent because I'm myself a very practical person. But what I'm saying is don't plan too ahead, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Let them stay as set interview questions. But do not try and stress over it too much in real life, because lots change. You might be aiming for something very low. Have a bigger picture in your mind so that you can know where you're heading, but try not overburden yourself with things you don't know or can't change in the present. Number third would be a very important one. Work on small goals first. Worry about things that are achievable first. Often clients come to me and then I ask them, what's your goal? And they tell me, I want a career change and I have been so stressed about it, I don't know where to start and it keeps me up all night. But what I ask them is, have you figured out which industry, what sort of career are you aiming for? What are your priorities, money or fulfillment? And most of them do not have answers. My point is, do not start looking for answers when you do not have a question ready. Do not expect results unless you have started working on something. The right question here would be to ask yourself, what career excites you? Are you willing to change industries? Are you willing to change states? How much pay rise are you aiming for? See, all these questions becomes your small goals. Goals are not just about achieving things. It's about clarifying, sorting your mind out, getting all the answers in front of you, and then aiming for the big goal, which would be a career change. But you can take reference from this and put it into any situation, like your personal life or education or career, anything. Just know the answers first. Know what you're looking for. Make 10 steps, 5 steps to reach to that big goal. Don't worry about that big goal unless you've crossed all your 5 or 10 steps. Number 4th would be, stop saying that you do not have enough time. Just don't say that. Don't say that you do not have enough time, because you're just giving an excuse, a reason to yourself to do not do things. Because you aren't getting any extra time. No one is. Everyone has got 24 hours a day. You got to work out what is worth your time today. Which area in your life needs more attention, more focus, and work on what's most important to you. And lastly, prioritize. Prioritize things. Figure out what needs to be done first. Figure out what's most important. And don't tell me that everything is equally important, because that's the most common answer I get. But yes, of course, everything might hold an equal importance to you, but it's not a personal question. It's a practical question. So answer it practically. Sometimes you have 5 things on your to-do list and you can't achieve number 5 unless you have done number 1 or number 2, or let's say number 1 and number 3, or probably all 4. Then why worry about number 5 just yet? A simple example, imagine you have to be at an event tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. and you're not a morning person. And the first thing that will bother you, that you will worry about, is how am I going to be there at 8 a.m.? Now, when you learn the art of breaking down things into small goals, you will realize that it's not your first problem. It's a number 4 problem. One would be to sleep on time. Second would be to set an alarm, even if that means 4 alarms, to ensure you get up on time. Third would be to get ready and leave the house on time. And all these 3 goals will help you achieve the main one, which is your 4th goal, to be at that event at 8 a.m. Now take a moment and rewind everything, and you will realize that you can't guarantee something for 9 a.m. tomorrow, at 7 p.m. tonight. All you can do is use your time and make achievable goals for you to get a good result tomorrow. All you can do is to be prepared, and that involves taking action. And when you take action, it builds your confidence. Well, I really hope that you found this episode helpful and my mentioned habits useful. Start with 1 at a time, but try and use them. It is going to change your life for better. Finally, if you want to step up your time management skills further, then I invite you to jump on a one-on-one call with me so we can talk and see if we can work together and how my coaching can help you get some positive results. You can DM me. I have shared my Instagram link in the description. And if you like this episode, then share it with someone today. And if you're sharing it on your Insta, then tag me so I can thank you personally. Well, I hope you enjoyed this one, and I will catch you on the next one.